The book ends on an optimistic note. Populist demagogues eventually lose power because they are hopeless at governing. 4 in 10 wind up being indicted for corruption by one count. Citizens get used to change. Today, American Muslims are as tolerant of homosexuals as the country was overall in 2006. The open society may yet be saved, Mr. Norberg concludes. Mr. Iglesias makes a bold case for openness in his own country. If America made both child-rearing and immigration easier, its population could in time swell to 1 billion. It would thus remain the preeminent power, outstripping China and India. A bigger America would make for a more innovative and democratic world, he argues. But wouldn't an America of 1 billion people be horribly crowded? No, it would be as sparsely populated as France is now. Even popular cities could accommodate many more residents if building codes were less restrictive. Enlightened visa rules could revive declining towns. Congestion could be eased with policies that have worked elsewhere, from road pricing to better railways. Mr. Iglesias is swimming against the tide and knows it. He notes that a recent immigration bill, backed by Donald Trump, is so restrictive that it would not let Kazuo Ishiguro, a British Nobel Prize winner, apply for a work visa unless his job paid $240,000 or more. Yet, as Mr. Norberg shows, political tides can change.